Good morning. Oh, my dad was here 2 minutes late. He'd be on me already, boy. It's all good. Good to see everybody here this morning. Welcome. Does anybody have any announcements that they need to make from here? Morning, Robert, Samara. It's good to see my brother and his wife here. Awesome. There's just a couple of things in the bulletin that, welcome here, Ron. Ron Pierce is here. He's going to share with us about what God is doing all over the place. And it's an amazing story. Jerry, come on up.
Good morning. I just quickly wanted to highlight the Mexico trip sign up in the foyer on the bulletin board. If you're interested in going over Christmas break to Mexico to see where Ryan lives and do some work down there, please sign up and we'll talk about it soon. Thanks.
Thanks, Jerry. All right. We're going to go over our prayer items that are in our bulletin during our prayer time. Take note of the meetings. There's even a congratulations to Rudy and Carla and Bennett. That's awesome. Oh, that's great. I want you to take note of this insert that is highlighted from Westside Community Church Board of Elders. And it has to do with the stipulations that the government is putting on employers that are hiring summer students. If employers want funding for their summer students, they need to check a box off saying that they are for abortion, actually. So it is quite shocking how those two have to do with each other. But this insert has ways of things that we can do. We pray, and there are websites that we can actually pay attention to this. It is actually quite a serious thing that the government wants to instill, that if we want government funding, we have to believe what they tell us to believe, and it is not scriptural. So please take note of that. For the call to worship, I would like us to look at those verses in the bulletin from Matthew 9:36-38, and it reads, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" This is an interesting passage during this spring season of planting. This past week, I had the opportunity to see farmers prepare the soil for planting, the fertilizing, the cultivating, to do the actual planting of seeds carefully at the right depth. It's a very busy time. And all this planning, the work of soil preparation and planting, is with the harvest in mind. The harvest would not take place if this planting was not done. Makes sense, doesn't it? So these verses make quite a bit of sense. What planned preparations and actions of planting with harvesting in mind are we doing so that lost souls find Jesus? All of our intentions, our thoughts, our actions, and relationship building is with the harvest in mind. We want to be faithful laborers of the harvest for the King. We are looking forward to hearing from Ron about how the Holy Spirit is working in various countries and how laborers are bringing in the harvest. Let's pray. This morning, O Lord, may our worship of you be acceptable in your sight. May we listen to your word and be doers of it and not hearers only. We realize that many people do not yet know you as Lord and Savior. And we know that your Holy Spirit is present, and we thank you for that. May we heed your voice and be obedient laborers for the harvest. in whatever task you would have us do. Amen. All right, Ruby, please.
Morning. It's a good day to be a Winnipeg Jets fan. Please stand with me to sing. We searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect. Have a seat.
At this time, we'll have the offering, and Riley, would you play for us, please? Thank you. Thanks, Ray. That song, The Good, Good Father, that Hervé, that we sang with, was a song that when we first, before Christmas, when we were in Israel and we got onto a boat on the Sea of Galilee, Ron took us on a boat ride there, and the music starts playing on the boat, and that was the first song that was played. So, thanks. Let's spend some time in prayer. Ah, Father, you are a good, good Father. You care so much about your children. You care so much about everybody, people that don't even know you. You want these people to come to know you, how good you are. Lord, you have spread your word all over this world through obedient laborers of the harvest. Lord, you desire nothing more than to draw people to you to become your children. Thank you for that privilege. We have your word so freely here in our hands. We have Bibles on our bookshelves, Lord, where people don't have the word and they don't know you. So, Lord, there are ways that we can be laborers by spreading your word. Lord, I thank you for the happenings in our community. Lord, there are people that are deciding to become baptized, and we are so grateful for this group of people that are taking this step of publicly announcing their faith in you and living for you. Give them strength, give them boldness in this time of preparation for that. May they stay strong no matter what the enemy has planned. And may our prayers come to you so that you would protect them. Lord, there are reminders of prayer items for this week in our bulletin. Tanley and family, Nettie Ginter and family, Tim Weeb, Harv Thiessen, Austin Penner. Lord, each of these people are individuals in your sight and have specific needs, and Lord, you know exactly what they are. So Lord, when we pray, we don't always know what to say, but we bring them to you. Lord, there are people in care homes that maybe want to be here, but just physically aren't able. May your presence continually be near them, comforting, guiding, giving peace and joy. Lord, there are ministries outside of our community, the Congo, San Carlos, Papua New Guinea, Uganda, Thailand, Cambodia. Lord, there are people spreading your love. And Lord, we know that word will not return void, and that this word would bring fruit. And we are grateful. May the harvest be plentiful. Lord, I thank you for the youth. I thank you for the group that came from Nipawin to serve in our community this last week. Thank you for their faithfulness. Lord, as Ron shares about the work that you are doing, may all glory be given to you. We're grateful for Ron and the servant that he is and the ministry that he has. Lord, may his words bring fruit, and may we come to know your work and worship you all the more, Lord. Thank you for this time together as a body of believers, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Erica Barsh has a children's story. So children, come on up.
Good morning. I'll wait for a few more. Okay, good morning. I might be a stranger to most of you, but I'm excited to share with you today. My name is Erica. I have a question for you to start with. What do you think is the most powerful thing on the whole earth? Yes. God. Okay, does anybody else have an answer? God is a very good answer. Jesus. Yes. Any other answers? Yes. You are right. God and Jesus are the most powerful thing. What I was going to say, other than God and Jesus, is love. Love is the most powerful thing. Did you know that? Maybe, maybe not. Because God is love, right? God is love, and love is the most powerful thing. So when I was really little, probably as little as some of you, I went to Sunday school, and I learned about God, and I learned that God was really important in our lives. But I didn't really know exactly what that meant, and as I grew up, God really just began to show me that he was really the most important thing in the whole world. And so as I went to school and as I lived with my family and my friends, I kept thinking about that. God is the most important thing in the whole world. Love is the most important thing in the whole world. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. When I was in school, there was a girl that I went to school with, and she was kind of rude. She was a little bit mean to some of the other kids, and I didn't like it very much, and so I got upset, and I was mean to her because she was being mean to the other girls and the other kids, and so I said mean things to her, and we kind of got in a little bit of an argument, a little bit of a fight, and I remember going home that day, and I just felt in my heart, oh, I just felt yucky. It did not feel good. And I realized I was not loving that girl at school that day. And I realized it was God who, in my heart, reminded me, Erica, you were not being loving at school today. And so I want to share with you that love is the most powerful thing, and that we can be loving at home to our brothers and sisters and at home to our moms and dads, and God sees that and he smiles so big. He loves it when we love the people around us. So when you're feeling yucky and you feel like saying no to mom and dad, you can think, should I be loving instead? Think about God smiling so big when we're loving to the people around us, right? So, so whether we, today I think we're going to hear about God and his love in different parts of the world, which is very cool. So maybe one day you'll get a chance to go to a different place in the world, and maybe you'll get to love some people in different parts of the world, and that would be awesome. But if not, that's okay too, because you can love the people right here in your family and right here in this church and right here at school and at home and at the park. You can love them there, and God sees that, and it is powerful, and he loves it when we love other people because it shows other people who God is. So let's remember to love, love, love. Because when we love other people, it makes them feel good, and it makes us feel good inside. Not just them, it makes us feel really good. Okay, let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, God, that you are love. We are so thankful for you, and we're so thankful that you came and you showed us love on the cross, and you showed us what it looks like to love people really well. And we ask that you would help us in everyday situations, at school, at the park, wherever we are, at home, at church, that we would pause when we're feeling upset or feeling angry, and we would think about making the choice to love people, because we know that that we want to look like you, Jesus. And so help us to love in everyday life. Amen.
I'll invite you to stand to sing again if you're able. I'm going to sing Desert Song. This is my prayer in the desert. seat. Thanks, Ron. It's really interesting to hear about how God is working all over the world, and it really makes me want to travel there and go see it for myself. Please stand as we sing our closing song.
Breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be chaos back into order, who makes the orphan a son and daughter, the King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be to sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Thank you.
just before we speak benediction, if you want to talk to Ron, he'll be at his table later on there. Just want to thank him for coming out and sharing those amazing stories. Wow. Let's bow. May the Spirit of God that renews lives all over the world, the same God that brings lives from darkness to light, that brings life to people that are seeking. Thank you for this power of the Holy Spirit, and may this power go with each one of us as we leave this place and do the work that you've asked us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.